Chris is my son, and he's 23 years old. And we had decided when he was in high school, we wanted to look at different options of being able to offer jobs for individuals with special abilities. And so I just started doing a lot of research and looking overseas in the Netherlands. They've had cafes for years that have done the same thing. And so just looked at a lot of different opportunities and decided we wanted to open a coffee and custard shop and have some items and things that we could offer that were not available in Roanoke at this time. So we want to do some really exciting new things for this area, and we're really excited about being able to offer employment and job opportunities for a lot of different individuals with special abilities.
When you say custard, you mean like frozen custard, right?
Well, it's going to be the original custard. It's going to be the real thick original custard that was original to up north, and so we'll have a original custard machine. It's not like the frozen ice cream, but it's very thick, and it's just wonderful tasting.
Well, that appeals to my Yankee roots right there. So, and then talk about, Beth, who is going to basically be employed at the shop.
Yeah, we have actually two different companies. I have Love Able Services, and that's our comprehensive training program. And we have developed, I had a special ed teacher that developed our training program, and it's unbelievable. It's just interactive and has videos, and it's just a comprehensive training program to train individuals. We'll have customer-facing jobs that they'll deal with the customers, and then we'll have non-facing jobs where we'll be able to provide opportunities for people that are not able to work with the public as well. So we have the Love Able Services, and then what we find, though, is with training programs that when they finish the training program, there is a very disconnect between the training and being able to have a job and be able to become employed. So that's where Chris's Coffee and Custard came in, and we wanted to have a job site where we would be able to train them and have a great disconnect and a good percentage of employment after they finish the training program.
So you'll do some of your Love Able training right there, training them for Chris's Coffee and Custard. But will you also get into training some kids who, some people who may basically can go on to work somewhere else?
Yes, that's correct. Our focus will be for them to be employed at Chris's, but they'll be able to take the what they've learned with Love Able Services and apply it to other jobs if they would like to search out employment with other companies.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Beth and Chris Woodrum from Chris's Coffee and Custard Shop. Just before we talk to Chris, what have you learned, Beth, about your journey through life with Chris, about opportunities for young people like him? Is it something that there's just still not enough focus on, or are there other groups like what you're doing in Love Able out there that are emerging?
It is becoming more popular. But I find with the, as I said, with the training programs, it kind of has that disconnect. You know, I think it's new that there people are starting to have a training program and a job site, but we're excited about that. And we're just very happy about being able to serve a lot of different individuals with special abilities and a variety of different special abilities. You know, our long-term goal is to have different sites and also be able to develop other programs where if we're not able to meet the needs of the individuals that work at the coffee shop, hopefully we'll be able to expand and have other programs where we can meet a more wide variety of different abilities.
Are you talking about a whole range of abilities, kids with Downs, kids with other issues?
Yes, we have.
I shouldn't maybe not just kids, maybe young adults.
Yes, we actually will have Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy. We have a girl that's going to have cerebral palsy that'll be one of our greeters. So a variety of different diagnoses. We also want to pursue working with disabled veterans. So it's intellectual, developmental, and physical as well. So we're able to look at all different phases and different abilities.
We're talking with Beth Woodrum and Chris Woodrum from Chris's Coffee and Custard. Last thing with you, talk about the challenges of getting Chris's Coffee and Custard off the ground. You're on 9th Street Southeast, sort of down the road from Boys and Girls Club, right before you hit Riverland Road, somewhere
yes.
in there. And just talk about the challenges of getting that open, renovating a building, and what that whole thing has been like.
It's been a long process. It's moving pretty slowly. We're working with the Historical Society on being able to work with them, and we're adjusting different things. And but it's been slow. It's been great. You know, very exciting to see the progress that we're making, and we're hoping in the next couple months that we'll be able to have that finished.
And you're looking at what, June, you think is reasonable?
Yes.
And working with the Historical Society, you think you'll be able to take advantage of some tax credits on this building?
And that's what the owner of the building, that's what he's wanting to do. So I think there's going to be some great compromise, you know, between them and then what we're doing. And so it's just a matter of getting that all finalized and, you know, and work together. So we're really excited about, you know, the community, you know, the Southeast community. There's no coffee or custard shop there. And so we're going to be able, the facility that we're going to be in is going to have 5 indoor turf fields and a lot other businesses in there. So it's going to be an amazing place.
And people can kind of check it out. They can go to what, Chris's Coffee and Custard Facebook page or the Love Able Facebook page to keep up on these things?
Yes, we actually have websites and Facebook pages for both Love Able Services and Chris's Coffee and Custard. And like us, keep updated on our progress and where we are in the opening stages. And love to have you and look forward to seeing everybody when we open.
All right. We're talking with Beth Woodrum and Chris Woodrum from Chris's Coffee and Custard. Let's talk to Chris. Are you excited about this going into business? Are you excited about it?
Yes. I'm so excited for our fans to get open the Chris's Coffee and Custard for the fans to come support us.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
Do you like custard?
Yes.
Are you going to make, like, special coffees?
Yeah, cappuccinos, color lattes, and smoked roast coffee.
Just talk about being able to work with your mom and the training program and all that. Is it kind of fun to work on a project with your mom?
Yes, I love her so much, and I want to be my mom.
Well, he's very excited. Were any ideas that Chris has, we're trying to incorporate into the coffee shop. And one of the things he wanted to do was have a red carpet. And so he wants to roll it out in every morning and then everybody walk across the red carpet as they come into the coffee shop. And he and the owner of the building, every Friday they're going to pick a name out of the jar that'll have their name and address and where they work and their phone number, and then they're going to take coffee and custard out to that place of employment every Friday. And we're really excited about including the community. And, you know, we want to show the community what great people that we have working there and be able to pull in the community. And hopefully, you know, they see what great employees that our young adults can be. And hopefully we will show that other community and other employers, hopefully that they will reach out and do the same thing, you know, and employ our great friends. We're really excited about the opportunity to work with people and work with the public and be able just to share all their special abilities with the whole community.